Very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Very good morning to you, my dear listeners. How are you? Wherever you are finding yourself, which town are you finding yourself, and how is the weather like in your town? It's quite a bit windy, a little bit cool wind here in Ondangwa. I hope the weather is kind to you wherever you are. It's quite a cool wind, and it feels quite good. So hopefully, I heard it's going to be a little bit cold this coming few days. I love the cold weather. I wish it's cold the whole year. Yeah, hope you have a beautiful morning. And if you're driving, if you find yourself on the road, going to work, or just dropping the kids at school, please make sure that you follow all the traffic rules, and you and those with you in the cars are safe. So, very good morning to you. It's Thursday morning, the 22nd of May, and the year is 2025. My name is Michael Chevelli, and you are tuned into Unpacking the Day, the show where we dive deep into the stories, events, and issues that shape our world. So this show is all about breaking down the headlines, exploring the context behind the news, and understanding how it impacts our lives, whether it is the latest development in politics, business, culture, or social issues. We're here to make sense of it all together. So, but it's not just about us talking. It's about you. Share your thoughts, opinion, and perspective on the topics that matter most to you. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So, and if you're just joining us, a very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for making us your number one choice at this morning. It's a very beautiful morning, nice and cool. Hope it continue to be that way. So today, on this day in Africa, there isn't much really happening in on this day in Africa. So we don't have really a significant event on the 22nd of May in Africa. So let's go to the thought for the day. Our thought for the day: tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. So tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. So this proverb means that a person's character, values, and habits are often reflected in the company they keep. So it suggests that our friends influence our behavior, decisions, and identity. So therefore, the quality and the nature of our friendships provide insight into who we are as individuals. So this proverb encourages a careful selection of friends, emphasizing the importance of surrounding oneself with people who inspire, uplift, and align with one's principles. So tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are. So hopefully you have friends that bring out the best out of you, that inspire you, that uplift you, and also that align with your principles. So good morning to you, and thanks for joining us again. If you're just joining us, our time, it's about 38 minutes past the hour of 7. Today, let me do this. So, 2025 winter convocation ceremony, this May, it's a time to celebrate excellency, achievements, and the future. The International University of Management will proudly host its 2025 winter convocation ceremony, taking place over two exciting days, Thursday the 22nd and Friday the 23rd May 2025 at the elegant Winter Country Club Resort. So with two graduation sessions each day, we are honoring the hard work and dedication of our incredible graduates. Can't make it in person? No problem. Join us from anywhere. All four sessions will be live streamed on the IUM Facebook page. And today, Thursday, the 22nd May 2025, graduation ceremony will be live on Eagle FM from 8 a.m. From 8 a.m. So join us in celebration the future of Namibia, because at IUM, we are advancing knowledge and training leaders. So tune in around 8. Around 8, we will be then crossing to Windhoek for that winter convocation ceremony, which will be taking place at the Windhoek Country Club Resort. So around 8, and sometimes, you know, things don't start exactly, you know, the time that, you know, we live in Africa. So, yeah, but around 8, and that's only about 20 minutes, or 20 minutes or so. Yeah, but, well, we'll see. Probably around 8, 8.30, probably around there, or 9, you never know. So we will be crossing then to Windhoek for this winter convocation ceremony. Please do join us. Stay tuned for this event. And save that also for tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be another one as well. Yeah. All right. And, if it comes to university, Welvetia University September intake 2025. All programs are fully accredited by the NQA certificate in Health Science Foundation Level 4. It's a one-year program, full-time, all campuses. So a certificate for enrolled nurse midwife Akaushia Level 6, a two-year program, full-time in Windhoek, Kurenkuru, Kompat, Wavish Bay, Katima Mulilo, and Otapi. And a diploma in environmental health science, level 6, a two-year program, full-time in Windhoek, a Bachelor of Nursing and Midwifery Science Honours, a four-year program, full-time in Windhoek, Kurenkuru, Kompat, Wavish Bay, and Katima Mulilo. A postgraduate diploma in mental health nursing, level 8, a one-year program, full-time, in Windhoek. So postgraduate diploma in community health nursing, that level 8, a one-year program, full-time, Windhoek. So the application period started the 1st of May, and it will end on the 30th of June 2025. So for more information, call 061-225463, 061-225463, or 061-225462, 06-225462. So, Vovetia University, where everyone is an achiever. So, and a very good morning. If you joining us, welcome. This is Eagle FM, and you are tuned into Unpacking the Day. And as I said earlier on, we will be crossing to Windhoek for that event, that convocation ceremony. That will be at starting around 8 o'clock. So if they are on time, in probably in less than 15 minutes, we will be crossing right down there. So make sure that you are tuned in for that. So, all right. So yeah, and let's see what we can do for in the meantime, for those minutes that we have. Stay tuned. We will be back.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymn books to the world of digital hymn book versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymn book in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymn books under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymn books on Imba app are The Elsie Nehangano, Rio Sherero Omaimburiro, The Catholic Simane Kakarunga, The Africans Sung for Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymn book to be added onto the list of Imba hymn books. 081-23-58-063. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, Eagle FM, the eye. And you know, if you are this person on the go like me, you know, you really don't have much time to, you know, let's say for example, to listen to the radio, you know, so what you need to do is actually download the Eagle FM app and, wherever you are, you're on the go all the time. So wherever you are, you have actually access to your, you know, to your news, you have access to your favorite shows. Maybe, you know, you don't have time to listen at that point in time. And later on, when you find the time, you go to that favorite, show of yours that you miss, maybe the time when you are busy. So it comes in handy. So make sure that you download it right now, because there's so much, much more, that you are missing out. Yeah, missing out if you not download that. So, and also maybe you're looking for work. There are also sometime vacancies there, for you, and, make sure that you have that right in your hand. And all that you need to have is your phone. And then you are instantly connected to everything, right there, right now. So make sure that you download it. You can download from, you can download it from Google Play or the App Store, Eagle FM, a mobile app. And if you want to stay connected to the news, to economic news, to business news, policy news, culture and politics, so make sure that you also grab our digital copy of The Villager that normally comes on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So all what you need to do is just, you know, send a WhatsApp message with your name and email at 081-241-44 to make sure that every Monday, Wednesday and Friday you receive a copy of The Villager. And if you're a business person. So we make it easier for you, so to grow your business. So our complimentary, we have complimentary app like the Imba, you know, and also the Eagle FM mobile app. So those are perfect, you know, for boosting your product and also service to a wide range of consumers. So, and also don't forget our social media platforms that are very active, some of the most active in the country, and giving you the perfect space to elevate your brand or product, so that it can be seen, to many, many people in the country. If you want to do that, you can also contact us at 083-288-4400. So, and once you do that, definitely you can be able to promote, your, event or business or, whatever that you, whatever that you want, to promote. So if you're just joining us, 10 minutes to 8, probably by then, I don't know whether exactly by 8, but my colleague will let me know when the people in Windhoek are ready, to go. So today, around 8:30, we'll be crossing to Windhoek, for the winter, for the 2025 winter convocation ceremony, for IUM University, which will be taking place at, Windhoek Country Club and Resort. Today and tomorrow. So the event is taking place today and tomorrow. And Eagle FM will be actually broadcasting, today's event, hoping starting at 8 or 8:30 or around that, whenever, it starts. So welcome to Unpacking the Day. And, yeah, what are we going to do, while we're waiting? I think what we can do. All right. Now, you know that in the papers, in the news, Namibia and China have actually support for SWAPO strategy, you know, the SWAPO manifesto implementation plan. So let's take a close look at that major development that, you know, that could actually reshape, our nation path, to 2028, because that manifesto, plan is actually up to 2028. So, that manifesto is set actually out to, it's set out bold targets. There are really, really, really bold targets in those, in that manifesto, like strengthening our farms, building new homes, securing water supplies. Well, kickstarting smart city initiatives. Those are also there, you know, and also, what is that? Agriculture, play a bigger role as well in that. So, and now imagine this. Imagine now, tapping into one of the world largest economies to help actually drive that goals forward. And who knows that? That is what, China is promised to do. So over the next few minutes, before we cross to Windhoek, once they let me know that the event have started, we will cross to Windhoek. So let's explore where this cooperation, this partnership could actually deliver big wins. There could be some, big win that can come actually from this partnership. And also looking at where it require a careful, maybe navigation. So things that we need to watch out. So what are we going to do? What I'm going to do is that there are quite a lot of promises. There are about 5 promises that are part of this, you know, China-Namibia relationship or partnership. So I'm going to look at what each of the promises, we're going to look at to identify the promise of this partnership and ask really critical questions. So will this project build lasting skills? Because that's what the things that we need. Would that actually protect our resources, for example, and also keep our economy diverse? Or should we, or would it actually leave us too dependent, you know, on a single foreign partner? It's like we're moving from one, you know, from one foreign partner to another, maybe like we are dependent to the European or whatever, and now we go to China. So we look at those. So no, what are we going to look at? We look at each of the promise and look at what do we need to watch out? What is that we need to watch out? The kind of, what are nuances in this promise? We look at the promise and we look at what it intend to bring, to achieve or so. And then also maybe have some kind of, what is the takeaway from that promise? We're going to look at some of this. So, all right. So, yeah. So now, as a bit of a background, that SWAPO's plan, lays out really key goals, to be achieved by 2028. That's actually boosting agriculture, building houses, improving water supplies, and also expanding the infrastructure. Now, China has pledged now billion in funding and supporting, some of these, plans. And, now on one hand, this is very an exciting opportunities. You know, when you have a partnership like that, it's a really exciting opportunities. And on the other hand, we need to consider how this project will truly benefit Namibian. How will this actually benefit world Namibians? We're going to look at one by one. We're going to look at those promises one by one and see what is the promise all about and what is that we need actually to watch out about this promise. Now, China has pledged, let's look at the issue now of agriculture. So let's start with the agriculture. So what is the promise that China have made? China has pledged a whopping 2.5 billion, to beef up now farms and agricultural infrastructure. 2.5 billion, you know, to beef up actually farms and agricultural infrastructure. Now aiming to, this is now the aim of that for the, SWAPO manifesto, implementing plan actually is to slash our food imports by 80%. So that, and that's actually, before the 2028. So it's actually to make sure that we reduce the import by 80%. So in other words, instead of sending money overseas to buy vegetables, grains, meat, we would actually grow and supplying most of it right here at home. So we would like to do that, right here at home. So the promise, China has now pledged a whopping 2.5 billion, to beef up at the farms and also agricultural infrastructure. So now, so what is that we need really to maybe to consider? And, that's the promise. What is that we need to consider? What is that we need to watch out? So, think of when we're talking about now agriculture. So, maybe you can think those new, tractors, irrigation systems. Those are things, high tech greenhouses. You know, those things are fantastic. Okay. But let's have to guess you get all this equipment. So, but only if now one thing that we really need to watch out is that these are fantastic, but only if the people using them know how to. So the people that are going to use, you remember there were some equipment trained that came, not trained came, but came with a manual that nobody was able to read. So what happened? then you have actually expert from China who came actually to operate that, because we can't read the manual. So we need to have, the people should be able to, people should be able to, those who are using them should be able to know how. We should be able to know something that we need to watch out. We need extensive hands-on training programs. So local farmers, okay, learn maintenance, or they learn how to repair this. They learn, you know, efficient operation. So we need to know how it works and how to repair it, so that when a pump breaks or a seed. So stay tuned. We'll come back after this.
Need lightning fast internet? Paratus has you covered. The network Namibia relies on. Whether for business or pleasure, Paratus' cutting-edge technology ensures both reliable and speedy internet connectivity. We exist to serve your needs through our high-quality network and pride ourselves in offering client service excellence. Connect to Paratus today. Visit us online at paratus.africa/Namibia or call us on 083-300-1000.
Yeah, welcome back. And if you're just joining us, this is Unpacking the Day. And today we will be by around 8 or so. It's already 8. Anytime from now on, we will be crossing to Windhoek. We will have a live broadcasting for the 2025 winter convocation ceremony for the university, the International University of the International University of Management, IUM. So that will take place at the Country Club Resort this morning. So once they are ready to bounce, definitely we will be crossing there. So just stay tuned, and stay tuned for that as well. Yeah, so we're talking about the partnership that Namibia have and with China, and China actually pledge to support the SWAPO manifesto implementation plan for Namibian government. They said they will support Namibia, and we're looking at now some of those promises that are made by China, or that are part of this partnership between Namibia and China. And we're just looking at what has China has pledged about 2.5 billion to beef up farms and also agricultural infrastructure. And then today what we're looking at is then looking at those promises and maybe looking at what are the things that we need to be considered. What are things that we need to consider? What are anything we need to watch out? Maybe things that we need to avoid, or things like that we need to do, based now on that promise. So we're looking at that. Look, we need to empower our farmers. Okay. Our farmers must be empowered. So when you receive all these new tractors, maybe irrigation systems, high tech greenhouses, you know, those are good things. But we need to know how to operate them. We need to know how to use them. So what we need then is an extensive hands-on, that kind of hands-on training program. Yeah, so that local farmers can be able now. We ourselves, we can learn how to maintain those stuff. We can learn how to repair them. We can also learn how to operate them efficiently. So when the pump is, it's breaks, when a pump is break or a seed variet fails. So our farmer should have the skill actually to troubleshoot, without really waiting on outside, expert. So otherwise it's job, given to foreigners. Yeah. So the other thing is that this one, we have to make sure that Namibians are put in charge. Yeah? It's our land. It's our livelihood. So decision making must rest with local farming cooperatives. So not foreign managers, not foreign managers anymore. So we want that our, this is something that we need to watch us. This is something that need to happen because that's what we're talking about. You know? Yeah. Farmers should set priorities. We, Namibian farmers should set priority. What crops thrive in our soil? And how to rotate maybe planting seasons and which market to target. So it should be Namibian. And when they call, so when we call the shot, when Namibia called the shot, the benefit stays in our community. That's where now we can really say it. Yeah, the benefit is here. So the reason why I'm saying this, especially with China, is that, they patriate their own, people. To do this kind of things in much of their project that they do. Okay. Based sometime on the fact that, you know, the kind of equipment that they bring in, we cannot be able to read them and all those kind of things. We cannot be able to read the manuals or, yeah. So therefore they have their own people coming in. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we need to watch out and make sure that because that's how we can also create jobs. Okay. So. And on this promise as well, what we need also to do is actually build up a whole food chain. So that full circle value. We are not just talking about now planting and harvesting only. So the real win for us as Namibian is when a farmer in Oshkota, you know, growing tomatoes, hopefully not, maybe something more. Yeah, let's say for example, eh? So, as I said, the real win, okay, is when a farmer in wherever you are as a farmer, growing tomato, growing whatever you're growing. So, you are in Oshkota, a local processor in Wavish Bay, for example, cans them, okay, cans them. And then you have a shop in Windhoek that will stock them. So, we have those that this is actually done here. So, every link in that chain must be owned and managed by the Namibians. So whether it's the one who's growing the tomato, whether it's the one who's canning them, or the one who's actually stock put them on the shelf, it should be Namibian. That's one thing. That's another thing that we need to watch out on this promise. So that's how we can capture the full value of our produce right here at home. And that's actually what the president is actually pushing. So we have to make sure that that is exactly what we do with all these promises that actually China's and this relationship, actually this partnership, it's bringing. Let's you know make sure that this is how we set up. How we benefit from this partnership. Now, from this promise, what we can take from this promise is that, you know, pumping in billion into agriculture, can really transform Namibia from food import, because we import a lot of food. We really do import a lot of food. So that would actually transform Namibia from food import to a food export. Maybe we start actually, because if we start producing food, we are not a big population. So what we will do definitely, we start to export, some of this to the suppliers, to the surplus to, you know, to other countries, not only in Africa, but also outside. And we have already some produce that we're already exporting. So, now, but we can only do this. Remember now, on this promise, we can only do this if we train our people. And the people are given control. And, you know, it's not just, you know, projects we're only given a job to do. We're only given those temporal job, or, you know, we're only working in those. So, but that we are trained, our people are trained, are given control, and build the infrastructure to process. Yeah, we build infrastructure to process. We need to start doing that and also sell our own produce. So it's only when, we can really, these billions of money can really transform, the life of our people. And that's how we turn funding promise into real, lasting growth for every Namibian. So that's things that we need to watch out on that promise. All right. So, as I said, if you're joining us, we look at this partnership between Namibia and China, and we look specifically at those promises that in various things that China have made, and how does that benefit us? So what we're looking at, we look at those promises and then one by one, and then look at what is that we need to watch out? What is that we need to do to make sure that we benefit actually from that opportunity? So, and then look at how this then fit in a broader context of Namibia's economy and Namibia's living standard and all of that. All right. So 10 minutes past the hour of eight. I'm still here. As I said, at one point, we will be crossing to Windhoek, to Windhoek, for the 2025 Windhoek convocation ceremony for the International University of Management, which will take place which will take place actually in Windhoek Country Club Resort, I believe. Yes. All right. So when that comes, when we get there, when we get to the bridge, we cross the bridge. So we cross the bridge when we get there. All right. So now let's look at the other promise as well. There's another promise in this partnership is the, you remember China has pledged a $1 billion to build new homes for police officers, plus also some extra $500 million for future development projects. So altogether, that's 1,000 of jobs in constructions, from laying bricks to putting off on roofs. So there's quite a lot, you know? So remember that's the promise. China has pledged about $1 billion. I think that have started already. Some of it have already started. So, but here now, what is then with this promise? What is that we need to watch out? What is that we need to consider? Because sometimes the construction that are done, you found that, it's a Chinese company that is actually doing the construction with a number of their own staff, of their own, workers. So I think for this really to be beneficial to Namibian and our, we need to look at local contractor involvement. Local contractors should actually be involved. Local small and medium-sized businesses or builders getting those contracts. So that's how we'd benefit. Are they getting those contracts? Or will foreign firms actually bring their own teams? Most of the time, especially Chinese, they always bring their own teams. Not always, but 60% or over 60% of staff that are working on some of this project could be, you know, expatriate. So that's what we need to prioritize. Prioritize Namibia contractors. Keep more money, you know, keep money, circulating in our communities. So that's what we're looking at. So for this promise, which is China pledging about $1 billion to build new homes for police officers and also extra money actually for other future developing projects. So, well, building home is a start, yeah, for us, for Namibians and for this new administration. But the real win is actually creating skills, you know, creating skilled careers, you know, where, because once that job is done, they still actually have, you know, the skill to do the work elsewhere. So, and that's mean involving local businesses in every step of the way. So involve local businesses, local, contractors in every step of the way. So that way, in that way, we don't just end up with a new building. We end up with a strong workforce and more, resilient economy as well. So yeah, that's, I think that's something that we need to pay attention to and to consider when it comes to that promise in that in this partnership with China. All right. So that's the second one that we're looking at. The other, there's also another promise. What is the promise? The third issue is about really, water and drought relief. So China also have made some, promise there. Here's the big promise on the table, actually. China will fund boreholes, drilling across the drought affected regions, providing clean water from underground sources as well. So, and they are also delivering food aid directly to families hit hardest by this crisis. So that's another promise that they will fund the borehole drilling across the drought affected regions and also provide clean water from underground sources. And also, of course, we have seen providing also the food aid directly to families that are hardest hit by the drought. So now, what are things that we should be considering about this promise, right? So we're talking about drilling the boreholes, which is step one, right? And I'm saying, I'm actually looking at this from what we have, what we normally experience. All right. Now, so as I said, drilling the boreholes is actually a first step. Okay. That's step one. But pumps breakdowns, you know, pipes leaks, water table shift, you know, those underground. So who's going to fix that pump at the villager where when it's now done, who's going to fix that pump at that village, in the year to come? So that's why we need to train and equip local water, maybe the water committees, because we have those water committees in our regions. So maybe we need to train and equip local water committees, the people now who are in the community and can handle basic maintenance. We train them in handling basic maintenance and also call them the expert when it's needed. So because we have this experience, those, there were boreholes that were drilled or that were actually in some place, but they just get broken. They get broken, nobody fixed them, and they are still there. So we could possibly doing the very same thing. As I said, drilling boreholes is the first step. That's actually step one. What is step two? Step two is now to make sure that, you know, those properties, those equipment are maintained. And we have a big problem in this country. A very big one. A problem of maintenance. So when this borehole broke, so they break up, they broke down. Once they broke down, your next thing you see, everyone comes actually taking his own part. You know, taking that part. I need this one for my, for my chair at home, or I need this part, you know, for my table at home or what. The next thing is actually rip apart. All the parts of the equipment has been ripped off. So yeah, that's very important. That's what I said. This is something that we need to watch out. That's something that we need to consider. So, and sometime we rush, just build, drill the boreholes. Yes. In 2 years time or in a year time, we don't have a plan how this is actually going to be maintained. So we need to train and equip local water committees. I know there are some water committees in those villages. So people in the community who can handle at least basic maintenance, and when they can't do the intense work, then they call in the expert when it's needed. So yeah, for this this promise, we have this promise, the promise of that China will fund a borehole drilling across the drought affected regions, and also provide clean water from underground sources. So yeah, and of course we have seen them delivering food aid to some of the people that are affected, and we appreciate that. So but what I'm trying to look at is just that, let's look at these promises and see how and what are the things that we need to watch out. So that's what we're looking at now. So the other things then is the, now when we're talking about handing out, you know, so we also need to look at now because we always have a drought or flood. Somehow we need to look at a different way, a smart drought resistant farming, you know? So because handing out canned food that we receive on a drought, you know, just a drought relief on a drought relief program, and drilling wells, it helps immediately. So one cannot be able to deny that. So these things, you know, the drought relief help at this point in time. But we should also invest in crops, in livestock, that can also survive on, I think on less water, that survive on less water when it comes to, drought. So we need to think of drought, tolerant kind of crops, drought tolerant maize, if we have something like that, drought tolerant millet, you know, and small scale rainwater harvesting system, you know. So we need to start looking at that, something that will, it's not just something that address the immediate need, but also something that look at the long term sustainable strategy. So teaching farm how to plant, rotate crops, save moisture in the soil, and how you can keep the soil, you know, moist, through the dry period, through the dry spell. So those kind of things, it's the things that we need our farmers to be, trained, so that we don't just rely on handing out canned food so that we don't just rely on handout food addressing of the problems. So, all right. So stay tuned. We're going to continue with this. So actually, the other thing is also quickly before I wanted to let, I thought there was an ad coming up. So when community have, the other thing is also looking that the community must have a stake in, especially when it come, must have a stake in the water project. So owning the borehole. They must own the borehole. So they themselves can actually set up setting up rules for fair use, who should be using this. They can also collecting small fees for maintenance. And I'm saying, these are the things that we should be watching out. And they are more, for that, they will be more likely actually to protect and sustain those resources. So, short-term aid normally saves life right now. So, and we need those. But lasting resilience and sustainable strategies from building local skills, using smarter farming method, and ensuring community can manage their own water supplies, I think that's the way to go. And those are the things that we need to watch out. So that combination prevent the same crisis from happening season after season. Otherwise, we find ourselves in the same circle over and over and over. So, yeah, that's things that you need to watch out when it comes now to that promise which says that which China will fund borehole drilling across drought affected regions and providing clean water from underground sources. So, and also we have seen this, that they also delivering food aid directly to families that are hit by the drought and also by the flood. All right. So, yeah. So that's the part that I try to look at, the things that we need to look at when it comes to that promise. So we'll continue with another promise, but you're most welcome to come through. Our telephone number is 0833-366-091. You're most welcome to come through and have your comment and on this Namibia China partnership and how does that benefit our local, how does it benefit everyday Namibian? So you're most welcome to come through and have your opinion and share your thoughts.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at...
All right, I believe we are ready to cross to Windhoek, and I think this is where I'm saying goodbye and stay tuned for this event, the 2025 winter convocation a ceremony that's about to start. So we are crossing to Windhoek.
Omutiha utekirwa kabuna imatina omjo chikao shafatana na longeshefa ya ishiwike moshiwana iye moya wo otaingongo tisamweni anageshefa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa onjika seitha nina omayakuro nirandito mwa yoye yongeshefa yoyo kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House ngwe tuende timemeha uka kombanga nina kara omkwashi pareki uimupo yomo programa detu Moambo, Lengera Selma, Conora Heta Timo, Datu Datu, Heari Hamano Tano, Ondiage, Eagle FM, The Eye.